методичні вказівки та контрольні завдання для студентів-заочників філологічного факультету на матеріалі англійської мови. Topics for conversation. Charles Dickens. 1812-1870. Charles Dickens is a great English realist of the 19th century. He was born in Lansford, England in 1812. When Charles was 10 years old, his family went to London and he began to work. At the age of 19, Dickens became a parliamentary reporter. In 1835, he published a collection of realistic sketches under the title of Sketches by Boz. The publication of his novel Pickwick Papers brought him world fame. Oliver Twist, Nicholas Nickleby deal with social problems, touch the question of education of children in English private schools. David Copperfield is an autobiographical novel. In Hard Times, Charles Dickens depicted the conditions of the working class in England. Little Dorrit is the story of a little girl whose parents were thrown into a debtor's prison. The revolutionary events of 1848 influenced the writer's creative work. Though he didn't accept the revolutionary movement, he remains a great humanist and a defender of working class people. Mark Twain, 1835-1910. Mark Twain is the pen name of Samuel Clemens, America's greatest humorist. He was born in the family of a small town lawyer in 1835. When Sam was 12 years old, his father died, and the boy had to earn a living for himself. So he began to work at a print shop in his native town. Later, he became a pilot on the Mississippi. Mark Twain always thought that his days on the Mississippi were the happiest in his life. As a writer, he was successful from the very start. Mark Twain's story, Jim Smiley's and His Jumping Frog, made him famous all over America. This story was followed by a number of stories and novels. Most of Mark Twain's early writings sparkle with gay humor. As he advanced in years, however, the evils of capitalist America became obvious to him. This brought a pessimistic note into his later works. Mark Twain's most famous books are The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer Abroad, Tom Sawyer the Detective, The Prince and the Pauper, A Connecticut Yankee at King Arthur's Court. As Ernest Hemingway said, all modern American literature comes from one book by Mark Twain, Huckleberry Finn. Great Britain. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is situated on two large islands called the British Isles. Great Britain consists of England, Scotland and Wales. Ireland consists of Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. The population totals 58 million. No place in Great Britain is far from the sea. The little country has eastern, southern, and western coast. It is washed by the Atlantic Ocean, the North Sea, and the Irish Sea. It also has many good harbors easy to reach from any part of the country. West winds from the sea bring rain and help to make English winters mild. That is why the climate of the British Isles is normally mild. Great Britain is a highly developed industrial country. The older fields of industry are shipbuilding, coal mining, textile, metallurgical industries, and new ones are electronics and electrical engineering, chemical, aircraft, automobile industries. All of them are very important for Great Britain. The largest cities in Great Britain are London, Birmingham, Glasgow, Liverpool, Manchester, Edinburgh, Cardiff, Oxford, and Cambridge are called university towns. Administratively, Great Britain is divided into 55 counties. Great Britain is a parliamentary monarchy. The Queen is formally at the head of the state, but in fact, the country is ruled by the Parliament, consisting of two houses, the House of Commons and the House of Lords. The Prime Minister is head of the government. There are two main parties in Great Britain, the Conservative Party and the Labour Party. The United States of America. The United States is one of the largest countries in the world. There are 50 states and District of Columbia in it. The USA lies in the central part of the North American continent between the two oceans, the Atlantic Ocean to the east and the Pacific Ocean to the west. Mexico to the south and Canada to the north are the only countries bordering the United States. The USA consists of three separate parts. They are the Hawaiian Islands, Alaska, and the rest major part of the USA. The states differ very much in size, population, and economical development. The USA is a country of great diversity. It is due to its geography, the weather, the landscape, and the way of living. The Great Rocky Mountains run north and south. Two of the world's longest rivers, the Mississippi and the Missouri, flow eastward. There are many big cities and towns in the USA. New York, San Francisco, Washington, Chicago, Los Angeles are the biggest of them. The USA. The USA developed from the English colonies. After a long 8 years struggle, 1775-1783, the colonists gained their independence. George Washington became the first president of the USA. The capital was named after the first president. The USA is a highly developed industrialized country. It has very powerful industries, advanced technologies, and science. The USA is a federal republic. The government of the United States is composed of three branches, executive, legislative, and judicial. In the White House, the president carries out his main duties as head of the executive branch of government. He appoints cabinet members. Not far from the White House stands the Capitol. Here the Congress, the legislative branch of the government, meets. The Senate and the House of Representatives form the Congress. The judicial branch is represented by the Supreme Court.
Jack London, 18th
1976-1916. Jack London, one of the America's greatest writers, was born in 1876 in San Francisco. He started earning his living at the age of 10 and worked at all sorts of odd jobs. In 1894, he attended Oakland High School for a short time and then had a year at the University of California. In 1897, he took part in the Klondike Gold Rush. Jack London found no gold, but he was able to accumulate much experience and material for his stories and novels. In 1902, he visited the capital of Great Britain. For 3 months, Jack London lived in the slums of East End and saw the life of its inhabitants. He gave a realistic picture of their life in his book, The People of the Abyss. Jack London was a member of the American Labor Party and took an active part in the working class movement. He took great interest in the Russian Revolution of 1905. In his novel, The Iron Heel, written under the influence of this revolution, Jack London gave a picture of the working class struggle. Jack London published about 50 books, short stories, novels, and essays, such as Love of Life, The White Silence, The Sea Wolf, White Fang, and others. One of his best publications is Mud Kneading, a semi-biographical novel. Jack London was among the writers who laid the foundation for American literature and enriched the American sociological story and novel. Jack London was only 40 when he died in 1916. William Shakespeare, 1564-1616. William Shakespeare, the greatest humanist of the English Renaissance, was born on the 23rd of April in 1564 in Stratford-on-Avon. He came from a wealthy middle-class family. Shakespeare's father, John Shakespeare, was a prosperous, respected tradesman, and his mother, Mary Arden, was the daughter of a farmer. In spite of many traditions and speculations, practically nothing is known about William's childhood. There are every reason to believe that he received his early education at the local grammar school. In 1585, Shakespeare left Stratford for reasons not definitely known. He can be traced in London from 1592, first as an actor and then as a reviser and writer of plays. In 1599, Shakespeare became one of the proprietors of the Globe Theatre. The whole history of English drama can be traced through Shakespeare's works. They emerged from the Renaissance and became the forerunner for the literature of the following centuries. Shakespeare wrote poems, sonnets, comedies, tragedies, and historical plays. His most famous works are The Comedy of Errors, Taming of the Shrew, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Much Ado About Nothing, As You Like It, Twelfth Night, Merry Wives of Windsor, All's Well That Ends Well, Romeo and Juliet, Julius Caesar, Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, Macbeth, Richard III, Henry IV. Shakespeare is so great as a writer that every generation discovers new ideas in his works. His plays do not grow old with time. Shakespeare's love for mankind, his intolerance towards injustice and falsehood, his humanism and realism were appreciated by the greatest minds of humanity. Shakespeare died on the 23rd of April in 1616. He was buried in the parish church of Stratford. Education in Great Britain. The structure of higher education in Great Britain is very complex. 5 types of 5 universities, teachers' training colleges, 10 colleges of advanced technology, technical colleges, and art colleges are the main sources of full-time higher education. There are also a small number of specialized colleges such as the College of Aeronautics and the National College of Agriculture Engineering. There are no single body or organization responsible for the planning and developing of higher education as a whole in Britain. Every university
is autonomous and responsible only to its governing body.
Successful play was Arms and the Man, a witty satire upon the fictitious glory of war and the false idealism of women in capitalist society. The three cycles of his plays are as follows. Plays Unpleasant, 1893-1894. Widower's Houses, Mrs. Warren's Profession, The Philanderer. Plays Pleasant, 1894-1898. Candida, Arms and the Man, You Never Can Tell, Three Plays for Puritans, 1897-1899. The Devil's Disciple, Caesar and Cleopatra, Captain Brisbane's Conversion. The most popular of his plays are Pygmalion, 1913, The Apple Cart, 1929, Too True to Be Good, 1931. In 1925, Bernard Shaw was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Shaw was the creator of the new and acutely social drama and of the theatre ideas. The fighter for a new socially significant art and the creator of a new trend in the development of realistic drama and theatre art in Europe. Theodore Dreiser, 1871-1945. Theodore Dreiser was born in a poor American family. After his mother's death, he went off to Chicago, where he lived on his own doing odd jobs. In 1892, he began to write for a newspaper in Chicago. His literary activities began at the turn of the century, and from the outset, his work showed him as a follower of the tradition of 19th century critical realism. His first novel, Sister Carrie, 1900, was a landmark in the history of American literature. In this novel, Dreiser traces the path of a factory girl, Carrie Meeber. In his next novel, Jenny Gerhardt, 1911, the author is concerned with the moral and ethical standards that keep American society going. The Genius, 1915, describes an artist's tragedy in bourgeois America. The Publication of the Financier, 1912, and The Titan, 1914, marked an important stage in Dreiser's career. These two novels, together with The Stoic, published posthumously in 1947, formed the Trilogy of Desire, which traces the career of Frank Cowperwood from his boyhood to the death. The problem of the individual is brought to the fore in all of Dreiser's works, but especially in An American Tragedy, 1925. In this novel, he portrays the tragic reversal of the American dream of success and wealth. The fate of the main character is peculiarly American. A young man, yearning for a life of luxury, commits a crime and pays for it with his life. In 1927, Dreiser visited Russia and described his impressions in the book Dreiser Looks at Russia, 1928. In the 30s, his own literary activities were confined to publicistic work. He wrote Tragic America, 1931, America is Worth Saving, 1941. In 1944, he completed his novel, The Bulwark. Ernest Hemingway, 1899-1961. Ernest Hemingway was born in a small town in the state of Illinois. His father was a doctor. After finishing school, Hemingway worked as a reporter in Kansas City. When World War I broke out, he joined Senator American unit in France. During one of the attacks, Hemingway was wounded, and after a long stay in hospital, he came home a hero. In 1921, Hemingway went to Paris as a reporter to the Toronto newspaper Star. In Paris, he published his first books, 3 stories and 10 poems, 1923, and In Our Time, 1924. Hemingway came to the American and world literature as one of the writers who spoke for the last generation. Those were the people who participated in World War I and lost their belief in themselves, bright ideals and a happy life. The theme was characteristic of Hemingway's early books. His first novel, The Sun Also Rises, Fiesta, was published in 1926. It was followed by A Farewell to Arms, 1929, and To Have and Have Not, 1937. In the 20s and 30s, Hemingway produced 2 volumes of short stories, Men Without Women, 1927, Winner Takes Nothing, 1933, Death in the Afternoon, 1932, and Green Hills of Africa, 1935. In 1937, he went to Spain, and the events of the Spanish Civil War, 1936-1939, became the theme for The Fifth Column, 1938, For Whom the Bell Tolls, 1940. In 1952, Hemingway finished his famous tale, The Old Man and the Sea, which is a hymn to human courage and endurance. The writer is known to have left some works unfinished: Dangerous Summer, Islands in the Stream, A Movable Feast. A record of Hemingway's stay in Paris in the 20s was published posthumously in 1964.
Бурова, учебник английского языка для гуманитарных специальностей, 1987 год, страница 382. Great Britain, Economic Outline. The climate of the British Isles, being mild and rainy, the fields and meadows there are always kept green and fresh, but it appears to be more favorable to cattle and sheep raising than to agriculture, because the temperature and rainfall favor the growing of grass rather than that of grain. Therefore, for centuries, Great Britain has been famous for its cattle and sheep, and still remains a leading country in wool production. A small percent of the population is engaged in farming nowadays. Farms are rather small in size, and the island depends mainly on other countries for its food supplies. The chief crops are wheat, barley, rye, oats, corn, hay, flax, potatoes, vegetables and fruits. Among other important farming products are cattle, meat and dairy products. The shallow waters surrounding the island are also important for the country's economy. They provide excellent fishing grounds and large quantities of fish are caught every year. Great Britain is an old naval and highly developed industrial power. It is rich in mineral resources, the most important of them being coal and iron. The British coal fields are much greater in area than those of the rest of Western Europe. Next to coal and iron, the chief
minerals found on the British Isles are the Billingstone, marble, granite, slate, lead, tin, copper, zinc, salt, and China clay. That is clay suitable for manufacturing china. Coal was necessary to the life and development of the British industry, and it is practically the main and the only power basis of it. Of course, it was a matter of great advantage for the British industry and the beginning of its development that rich deposits of coal lay near those of iron ore. The nearness of the mines to the sea coast was also the advantage that caused the development of coal mining, because coal could be easily carried to every part of the world. Having found rich deposits of iron and ore in the same regions, Britain was able to create a powerful heavy industry earlier than any other country in the world. Therefore, it may be called the birthplace of capitalism. The presence of large quantities of coal in some regions caused the growth of different branches of industry in these regions. In the Midland, to the northwest of London, we find the largest coal and iron fields in Britain. The center of this district is Birmingham, called the Black Country. The presence of large quantities of coal in the Midland was also one of the reasons for the growth of the cotton and woolen industries here and the iron and steel works in Sheffield. In the same way, the coal fields in Wales caused the manufacture of pottery, and the coal fields of Scotland gave rise to the shipbuilding, which is largely concentrated in Newcastle and Glasgow, the latter being the largest city in Scotland, a great port with numerous docks and a trading centre. Britain is famous for its steel manufacture, tool industry, heavy and light engineering. It supplies many countries with certain classes of machinery, iron and steel goods. But the textile industry proved to be one of the most extensive industries in England. Large quantities of cotton and woolen goods and artificial silk are produced and exported. The spinning and weaving of wool is known to be one of the oldest industries in Great Britain. Leeds is the center of the chief woolen manufacturing district, situated on the eastern side of the Pennines, and it is also the first in manufacture of clothing. Manchester is the center of cotton industry, situated on the western side of the Pennines. It is connected with Liverpool, the second largest port in Britain, by means of a canal through which ocean-going ships carry raw cotton to the cotton mills of Manchester and finished products to every part of the world. The British Press. Over 120 daily, Monday and Saturday, and Sunday newspapers, and about 1,000 weekly newspapers are published in Britain. In England, there are over 70 morning or evening daily and Sundays, and some 650 newspapers appearing once or twice a week. Wales has one daily morning newspaper, Western Mail. The leading Scottish papers, among